again, if you will, to the book of Jonah. As we started this series of messages last week, we hope and pray that many of you are listening, and if you desire a copy of them, you just let us know. We don't have them in print, but we do have them on cassette tape. And if you want a copy of them, you sit down and write me, and we'll work out the details. Today, we're going to look at Jonah as a type of the sinner. And we saw last time that Jonah was a picture of our Lord Jesus Christ. As I've said before, I want to say again, you can find salvation on just about every page of the Word of God, particularly in the Old Testament. The Lord has given us the ability to be able to see these things, and I'll tell you, my friend, it's a joy to be able to set these things forth for your learning. Now we urge you to do this. You get quiet there around your radio, get your Bible down, and then I urge you, you better take a pencil and a piece of paper, because some of you are going to want to write, jot some of these things down. That's why we urge you, if you want these messages, you let us know. We have them on cassette tape, and we'll send them to you at a very nominal cost to you. Now take your Bibles and look at Jonah chapter 1, and beginning with verse 1, down through verse 11, or verse 12. Notice what it says. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go up to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay, and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, Come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? And whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought, and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up, and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Last time we left off on Jonah being a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today we're going to look at Jonah as a type of the sinner. In Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, you have God giving Jonah a very simple command. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. Now let's stop right here. Here we see Jonah being a type of the sinner. As God gave Jonah a command, that command was disobeyed, and Jonah tried to get away from the Lord. So every individual is a sinner today. God gave Adam a simple command. That command was given in the Garden of Eden, and that command was very simple. It was not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. However, Adam did not listen to God. Instead, Adam listened to his wife Eve, who had listened to Satan, and then Adam sinned. And wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death has passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. My friend, as I speak to you at this hour, I'm speaking to you as a sinner. You're a sinner, I'm a sinner, but there's one difference. This old sinner's been saved by the grace of God. I don't know about you. But at this present hour, God has given you a command. And you know what that command is? That command is twofold. First of all, you are to repent. Secondly, you are to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, God doesn't ask you, do you want to command or do you want to repent? God has given you a command. Listen to what it says in Acts chapter 17 and verses 30 and 31, where we read, "And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead." Then in 1 John chapter 3, God gives you another command, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. You see, God has given a command to you at this hour. Now let me ask you a question. Have you repented before God? Or you say, "Pastor, I don't know." Then it's your business to find out. You see, God has commanded you to repent. He's also given you another command, and that command is that you are to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, God's eternal, only begotten Son. Now, as Jonah was disobedient to the command of God, so every sinner at this present hour is disobedient to the command of God. Jonah not only disobeyed the Lord, but he did what so many are trying to do at this hour. He tried to run away from the Lord God of heaven. Some of you listening to me at this hour are trying to run away from the Lord God of heaven. It could very well be, and it may be, that God has caused you to tune this radio dial right this way at this hour so that the Lord God of heaven can speak to your heart one more time. Sinner, it won't do you one bit of good to try to flee from the Lord God of heaven. Jonah tried it. He didn't get away with it. You may try it. You won't get away with it. You know why? My Lord is a sovereign, omnipresent God. He's present everywhere. In Psalm 139, we read these words concerning our Lord. "O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the light, or even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike unto thee." Is there a sinner listening to me at this hour? You're trying to flee from the Lord God of heaven. Sinner, I urge you right now, turn around, stop that flight, and turn around and face reality. Don't try to be like Jonah, because you can't get away from the Lord God of heaven. Jonah is a picture or a type of the sinner. He disobeyed what God said, and then he tried to flee from the Lord. In Jonah chapter 1 and verse 3, we see the second thing about Jonah. He also desired to be away from the presence of the Lord God of heaven. Listen to verse 3, if you will. "But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." Oh, how true this is this hour. People today don't want to hear the word of God. They don't want to be in the presence of the Lord God of heaven until the Lord saves them. They are like Jacob when Jacob was fleeing from his brother Esau, as he came to Genesis chapter 28 and verses 16 and 17. We read these words, "And Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, "How dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." Here you have the reaction of every sinner when God first begins to search out and begins to call that individual. A sinner doesn't want to be saved until God makes him willing. You see, a sinner without Christ is in disobedience before God. A sinner without Christ tries to flee away from the Lord God of heaven. And then a sinner without the Lord Jesus desires to be away from the presence of our Lord. This is why in America you can bring every bit of filth and pornography and homosexuality and every other kind of licentious sin and teaching into our schools and universities. But, beloved, you can't pray and you can't teach the Word of God. You know why? America is like a sinner without Christ. America doesn't want God. America has turned its back upon the Lord God of heaven. And America today is trying to flee like Jonah away from the presence of the Lord. And if God doesn't stop every individual in his tracks and makes him face reality, that individual will never come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ if he can help it. You see, no sinner wants to be saved if he can help it. Instead, he's in disobedience and trying to flee from God. And he desires to be away from the very presence of the Lord. Am I speaking to someone at this present hour? You're like that? Then, my friend, you better stop and face reality. Now, a sinner not only is in this category, but a sinner also, like Jonah, is dead to his condition. Listen to what it says, if you will, in Jonah chapter 1 and verse 5. "Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep." The word sleep in the Scripture is a symbol of death. And we find that Jonah was asleep because, like every sinner, he's dead to his lost condition until the Lord God of heaven opens his heart. This is the reason the Scripture says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1 these words, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." You see, man without God is disobedient unto the Lord. Man without God desires to be away from the presence of the Lord. And man without God is dead to his awful condition. This is why the book of Romans brings out very clearly, and that knowing the time, it is high time that we awake out of sleep. You know why? Because our salvation is nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Sinner, what about you at this hour? Am I describing your condition, my friend? If I am, you better wake up, because unless God opens your heart and has special mercy upon you, rest assured of one thing, you'll be on your road to a devil's hell. You see, the ship going to Tarshish is a picture of the sinner traveling the route that leads down, down, down to hell. While the ship was in danger of being sunk because of the great storm and tempest that God had brought upon that ship, we find Jonah, he was sound asleep. He was dead to his perilous condition. He was dead to his condemnation. He was dead also to the reality that God was busy at work. And the average sinner at this hour is in the same category. A sinner without Christ is dead in trespasses and sin. He can't hear the Word of God. He can't understand. His mind is blinded, and he lives in a false security under a delusion of self, and he thinks that he's all right, when in reality, he's a dead, dying, destined sinner dying without God and destined to an eternal hell unless the Lord God of heaven awaken him. Oh, my sinner friend, at this hour, I'm talking about you, and you better sit up and pay attention. If God doesn't have mercy upon you, rest assured of one thing, you'll never be saved. And my hope and my prayer is that the Lord will even now begin to deal with your heart. Now notice again in Jonah chapter 1 and verse 3 we read, "But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." Now what do we have here? We see Jonah was destined for hell unless he was rescued. Now look at verses 4 and 5. "But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep." Oh, there's so much here, we just don't have the time to bring it all to you. But rest assured of one thing, my friend. Jonah, here's a picture of the sinner. He was destined for hell unless he was rescued. Notice these words, if you will. He went down. Then the word Tarshish comes from the root meaning breaking or subjection. And hell is a place that is down. Whether or not you believe it, whether or not you want to understand it, whether or not you will hear it, there is such a place as a devil's hell awaiting every sinner without the Lord Jesus Christ. And sinner, you're going to that place unless the Lord God of heaven rescue you. This is a picture of Jonah. This is what he pictures for us in this portion of the Word of God. And this is exactly what you are, my friend. Now notice carefully the deadness again of Jonah's condition. The mariners were afraid. Now these mariners were seasoned sailors. But we find that the storm was so great, the ship was bobbing to and fro like a cork. And we find that the mariners were so afraid, they all began to pray to their own gods. And then they were casting off the wares that were in the ship, in other words, the cargo, to lighten that ship so that it wouldn't sink. But did you notice something? It didn't stop that storm one bit. In like manner, an individual may pray to every god that he knows, and if it's not the Lord Jesus Christ, those gods aren't going to do one bit of good. A sinner may lighten every ware or every portion of thing that he has that may seemingly stand in his way, but rest assured of one thing, this is nothing but works. And no individual can ever be saved except by grace. For God has destined and determined that every individual, if that individual is to be saved, has to be saved by grace. For it's by grace we are saved through faith, that not of ourselves, it's a gift of God, and not of works, lest any man should boast. Now while I've described the sinner here today, I want to say this to you in this closing moment. Sinner, you're like Jonah at this hour. How long you're going to have to live, only God knows. But I say this to you kindly. If the Lord is beginning to deal with your heart, then my hope is that there will be a cry arising from your soul unto the Lord God of heaven. Sinner, your only hope is Christ. And I urge you at this hour, you sue for mercy on the basis that Christ died for sinners, and you're the sinner. Only in Christ can you find salvation, and my hope is that the Lord will save you even now. Until we meet again, this is Pastor Peter North here saying goodbye, and may the Lord spare you. Oh, may He spare you before it's too late, is my prayer.